Fanboys and Friends podcast presents. Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Just reduce Kanan's targets by half. Tell our fearless leader he should be able to handle one lone TIE fighter on his own.
What was that?
In a time of darkness, when fear ruled the galaxy, heroes will rise. Destinies will collide.
Who is that kid?
And a rebellion will ignite.
Get ready.
Now!
A round table discussion about Star Wars Rebels.
If all you do is fight for your own life, then your life is worth nothing.
Get back up there and fix the shield.
Wait. Are you fighting stormtroopers?
What makes you say that?
Do an objection!
You kidding? This is a blast!
Now, join the rebellion as it is time for Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Gang, and welcome to the latest episode of Red 5 Transmissions Radio, your official spin-off show for Fandom Awakens Radio. Yes, that's right, podcasters, we make up our own stuff. I am your host, David Senden, and with me, as always, your friend of mine, all the way out in very cold Dagobah, or Florida, for you non-inside family people. Matt Clifton. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, David, good to be back.
All right, well, yes, good to be back, and with an episode that's so cool, it's like drinking a can of Colt 45.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you know what, people? If Colt 45 didn't give you any indication, we're like, Lando's back!
What, Lando? I thought it was Jar Jar.
No. You're the one still hung up on Gungan every time I bring it up, okay? So nice job, nice job. Not that far as you already got Gungan.
Sorry.
Thank you. No. You might make it against some wind out nails, but I'll start again. And back me.
Yes! You know what? He never left.
Our hearts and minds and our very, you know, cool attitude and band slashes land never.
Nah, yeah, it was great during the main man, D. Williams himself, come back
Yes, let's talk that, because I first heard that Billy D. was coming back to do some voice work. I was a little hesitant.
How so?
Not because of the, you know, it's Billy D. or anything, right?
Yeah.
But mostly because of the, you know, okay, you usually have voice actors they bring in for such thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I was hesitant on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on the other side of it, of course, you know, times have changed, you know, voices change, they pitch up or down, you know, that's our worry as well.
Very true. But this was something that was addressed on RFR recently. Jimmy Mack brought it up that even though this is Billy D. coming back to reprise Lando Calrissian, not just Lando, but canon Lando, right?
Right, right, yes.
Billy D. has been, you know, playing Lando in a lot more than just Rebels years.
I understand that. I understand that. But unlike Robot Chicken, this is an actual full-length show.
Or the Lego movie.
Yeah, not skits or, in the case of the Lego movie, small appearances.
Very true. And I tell you what, it was Lando through and through.
It was Lando to a T. The swagger, the confidence, the how sexy he is. Everything was there. Yes, just, I had to go there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Billy D. just brought it back in full form.
Oh man, full form indeed. You know, so much so that I gotta say, the other characters, you know, why Rebels has great characters, and we've seen previous episodes that have been, you know, focused on just them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw a Zeb episode, we saw a Hera and Sabine episode, we saw Path of the Jedi, which is essentially fleshing out Kanan and Ezra.
Very true.
But I gotta say, though, that, man, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like this episode just eclipsed everybody else in Rebels.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, but yeah, just he stole the show, plain and simple.
he stole the show just like he always does and always should.
It's just, you know, he gets on there with the first scene and golly, what an entrance, man. You know?
Yes, definitely.
What an entrance.
Oh, and let's talk about that first scene. We get to see the game of Sabacc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very Star Wars when it's a Sabacc game.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I'm sorry, you don't have to be an idiot to Rey. Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
You don't have to be an idiot to Rey to tell that that's Lando whenever Sabacc is near.
Right. Favorite game of scruffy nerf herders and scoundrels.
Oh, yes, yes. And you know what? You know, I gotta say, right from the get-go, I was like, I was a tad nervous when I saw Zeb playing Lando, because I'm like, even though Lando wasn't revealed yet, I could tell it was low.
Oh, yeah.
But even though that, I was like, oh, Zeb, don't do it. You're playing Lando, don't do it.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Just fold. Just fold.
And he wages Chopper. I'm just like, you don't bet your droid.
Yeah, not a good decision.
You don't bet your droid.
Yeah, especially when the droid is just not yours.
I better not see that in episode 7. If somebody tries to bet BB-8, I'm going to be like, take their foot off, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Go roll over their toes, BB. Come on. Hey, he's small enough.
Yes,
maybe he could be bigger. We don't know the proportion of him.
Very true.
You know, I mean, we only saw a little preview. Eyes can be deceiving in the ways of movies.
That they are.
So,
you know, after the Sabacc game, and Lando is introduced to the team of the Ghost when he sets a foot on the Ghost, I kind of ditched that little bit of the Cloud City theme playing in the background.
Yes, yes, little Kevin Kiner foreshadowing even in the music.
Yes. Love it.
And, you know, I kind of felt like the way they brought Lando in,
right,
they were kind of saying, you know, yeah, this can be a character that our Rebels can rely on in the future.
Okay.
And in that, I'm going to go with full-on conspiracy and say we possibly have another Fulcrum candidate.
You know, hey, we'll put him on the list.
I'm just saying, you know, we could.
Yeah. That's definitely something I want to talk about later.
Heck, you're the one that threw your hat in for the Fulcrum as Ahsoka.
I'm still doing it. I hold my money to it.
I'm sure you are, man. I'm sure you are. You know what? Celebration will come to collect.
You know what? I think we need a new campaign this Celebration, and I think Who is Fulcrum is a pretty good one.
Well, start the t-shirts now, man. Yeah. You only have, like, what is it, 80 some days, 87 days or something?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. So start the t-shirts. Who is Fulcrum?
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. Trend it. Now. Come on, social media. You're good for these kind of things. Trend it.
Get it on Twitter.
Who is Okram? Enough with the give us legends. I appreciate the legends, folks, but come on.
Yeah.
You know, keep the trending canon.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's our new campaign, Matt. Keep the trending canon.
Yeah. I doubt we're going to go with a Where's Kitster or Brink Ben Quatreneros this time around. So, you know.
I don't know. You know, I don't know about the Kitster and Ben. I mean, Jimmy Mack and Colin Newman are still making noise.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't rule out Kitster and Ben.
Yeah.
You give Kyle another season of Rebels, and he will be all over that Ben mess.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have a new campaign for Sully Anaheim, but anyways.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyways. All right, getting back to the episode and Lando's scheme.
Mm.
You know, this whole episode felt like a very small microcosm of his sort of scheme on the First Amendment.
True.
Did you get
that? Yeah, it definitely had that feeling to it.
All right, but he needs to smuggle some very precious cargo back into Lothal.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when he goes to get the cargo, Lando, Kanan, and Hera meet with Asmoragon.
Asmoragon.
And, you know, here's where you chalk up another in the Ralph and Glory art department, because Asmoragon is an early design of Jabba, if I'm not
Absolutely. Mistaken. Nope. You are not. You're not. Shortly after the episode, Paul Bateman posted that on his Facebook, and I was unaware, to be honest with you, and I thought that was very cool. But yeah, just again with the Ralph McQuarrie art, just absolutely love it.
You know, I'm not surprised that we might as well call him our honorary Ralph Jr.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
oh,
like Dave Filoni, he did sit at the man's feet.
Yes, yes. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was great to hear James Hong come back and do the voice of Asmoragon. He's been in Clone Wars before, if I'm not mistaken. Has he?
Yeah, it didn't air, but it aired on StarWars.com, where all the sweaty nerds hang out.
So, yeah, it was good to hear Padme bring his chords to Rebels.
Yeah, he was that Sugi in that arc that came out on StarWars.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, right on.
And I believe, again, in the official canon, those Sugis are in the Tarkin novel.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I gotta say as a side, if you're not reading the Tarkin novel or haven't read Star Wars: The New Dawn, what are you doing listening to a Star Wars podcast?
It's sitting on my shelf.
You should be reading these books, people. Come on, get on it.
Get on it.
Get on it now. You only have 300 and some days left of the film. I mean, you got enough time.
No, just a bit.
Just a bit. Yeah, give or take a week or two.
Yes.
Okay, so... Lando pulls an interesting fast one.
Yes.
Lando does.
Mm-hmm.
For the cargo, he gives Asmoragon Hera.
Yeah.
And you know what? Call me crazy, but I don't know why I had this image, but giving that Asmoragon Jabba sketch, my mind immediately went to that slave Leia bikini, and I'm like, I'm glad the show didn't do any of that.
Thank you for that. Absolutely. When Lando pushes her forward and basically gives Asmoragon Hera, I was like, oh, please don't change her clothes. Just don't put her in that outfit. Get her out of there right now.
Or worse, don't give her an outfit that, you remember that Slaver's Ark in the Clone Wars? Don't give Hera an outfit that was Ahsoka's original outfit from that comic.
Yeah.
Because that's even more ridiculous.
Yeah. I was just like, she doesn't need to be wearing that. You know, I like... Nothing against that arc or the character of Ahsoka or anything like that, but I didn't want that character to be in those clothes. I didn't want that to happen to this character. You know what I'm saying?
True. No, I totally 100% agree.
Okay.
You know, because it was like, oh, don't. No.
Yes.
But
yes.
You know what? Because it's an original Jabba sketch for Asmorgon, my mind went there.
Yeah.
Well, that and, you know, Slave Leia's kind of been my thing for years.
Yep.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It's all good.
let's just leave the Leia bikini at this. Comic-Con would not have been the same without Jabba the Hutt.
There you go.
So, thank you, Jabba, for changing the face of Comic-Con.
True. Yeah, but she doesn't stay there too long.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She actually, in typical, you know, tough female ways, I want to see more of that in Star Wars. Come on. More of that.
Do it.
Come on, do it. Not just Rebels, but the movies. Do it. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
We've been listening for years to too many people saying not enough women in Star Wars anyway. But you look at the lineup for Episode 7, and that's certainly not true.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It's going to be an equal male and women feast.
Mm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did I see an article floating around that female stormtroopers will be in the movie?
Yes.
All right.
Finally, I love that.
Yes.
You know, because after so many years of just girls cosplaying in the armor, I'm just like, okay, now I can cry. My life is complete.
You get female soldiers in there, too. They're there. So, let's get them.
Oh, they're there. Yeah, they're... And I don't mean Dala from that Legends book.
Mm-hmm.
I want better female soldiers.
Mm.
But, you know what? Let's not turn that into this... Let's not go on to that, you know...
No.
Pedestal right now.
No. So, Lando... was trading Hera for a puffer pig?
Well, I mean, Zeb, and first of all, let's talk about this. When Hera escapes and gets back to the ghost,
yes,
there's actually a really funny moment, and I like how the it dips in the soundtrack, but when Lando is approaching Hera,
yes,
saying, "You played that perfectly."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She punches him. She full on punches him. Lando keels over like he was hitting the holograms or something.
Yeah. Yes.
and the soundtrack goes higher in pitch and then it calms down to his normal voice. I thought it was like the... I mean, I'm watching the episode, you know, five times over before recording today. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that is priceless.
Yeah, that was a great touch.
That was a great moment.
Yes, it was.
I'm just like, in the new movies, can we have Leia do that Lando just once? Just once. I don't care if... You know, if rumors are true, you know, those two hooked up at one point anyway. So I don't care if it's a, Indy meets Marion again for the first time thing. I just want Led to meet Lando and deck him. Just once.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or trying to take a pot shot at him with her blaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe not that. You've got kids in the audience. Still, you know,
she said for a stun.
Well, I know. That's Carrie Fisher for you.
Yep.
All right, well, back to the episode, because I just had to have that little moment.
Sure.
All right, so Ezra and Zeb are curious about Lando's mining equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Ezra's terms, the mining equipment is snoring. So they open the crate, and it's a pig.
Yes.
But not just any pig. Now, honestly, Matt, I will tell you that when they opened crate and I saw what it was, I had a little geek moment. I'm like, what? Hot Squaddle! How did you get off the episode 7 set?
Now, wouldn't that be something if this was like BB Hog Squaddle right here?
That would, yeah, but you know what? We didn't see Spice in the TMZ photos.
Yeah.
Or did
they were hiding behind? They were hiding behind the rocks.
Or did we? Hawk Squaddle's a pretty big dude.
That's right.
You know, which makes me wonder in this episode, since mm-hmm. Bernie's a puffer pig, right? And they get scared right. And they blow out like blowfish.
Yes.
It made me wonder if Hawk Squaddle is a puffer pig, does that mean he cracks the foundation of the planet when he's scared?
Nah, he becomes huge, exits the atmosphere, and becomes his own planet.
Oh, yeah. Planet Squaddle.
Planet Squaddle, just
no,
put
wait,
out there.
That sounds dirty and wrong. I guess we another podcast.
Oh, goodness. I wasn't even thinking that.
I know you weren't. I don't know why I was.
Goodness.
But, hey, you hit me with the Gungan thing, so I had to hit you back with something.
No.
All right. It's only fair.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't that right, Jar Jar? Misa thinking that's a fair. Shout out, Jar Jar.
Go. Hang out with Ben from California.
Oh, that would be an awkward pair.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that's like this generation's perfect strangers. Hey, Lucasfilm, there's a spinoff for you. Finally, a good use for Jar Jar.
Oh, boy.
Jar Jar and Ben from California.
There you go.
I'm sure you can get James Arnold Taylor. What's he doing now?
Oh, that'd be a show, Sally.
That'd be a great show, yes.
Yeah.
It'd be a great show. For that Lucasfilm channel that apparently we're never getting.
Who knows?
Apparently the Germans don't know because they won't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Alright, so they try and the ghost tries to master signature to get back into Lothal.
Yeah.
Which they successfully do with some bad luck and whatnot.
Yeah, it just bumbled it.
One of the things I love about this episode, one of the many things I love,
mm-hmm.
is that Lando is causing the green-eyed monster, and no, I'm not talking Yoda.
No.
Lando is causing jealousy in Ezra because Lando's hitting on Sabine.
Yeah, was not comfortable with that. Well, he wasn't hitting on her. He was just appealing to her ego.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, you know, usually when Billy D speaks, we take that as hitting on.
This, you know what? You're absolutely right.
See? I mean, I'm sorry, you know, hitting on, not hitting on, it all sounds the same when it comes out of Billy D's mouth.
Yes, when Billy D speaks, it's just natural flirting.
Yes. When Billy D speaks, it sounds like you'd be lucky if the woman's still standing. When we speak, it's lucky that they're sitting.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, Billy Dee was using his talents to put a wedge in the crew of the Ghost, yes. If you will.
In only the way Billy Dee can.
Yes, but it was awesome because Hera wasn't having it.
Oh, no, Hera could see right through Billy Dee. I mean, you know, if I didn't know any better, right?
Man.
You know, Anakin would have been, you know, away in the Outer Rim, had one night stand with a Twi'lek, and someone wound up with Hera.
Oh, that is headcanon that I just will not touch.
I know, I don't want to either, but there's a story for you.
Oh my lord, that is a nightmarish fanfic from the depths of Tumblr, if I ever heard one.
Well, you know what? I mean, Anakin's at war for 3 years. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
All right, you know what? You know what? You got me. I got you. I got
you
back. We're
yes,
good.
Yes. Woo!
All right, so getting to the end of the episode, they arrive back on Lothal. And we find out why Lando wanted the puffer pig. It could do the work of 10 mining machines.
Yes, so it's
puffer
a jet.
Puffer pigs are good for mining precious minerals.
Yeah.
So, which I'm just like, okay.
Well, you know, It'll definitely, it brings up some questions. And, like, you know, so Lando's going to be using this puffer pig to mine whatnot, gems, let's say, or gold, or whatever, right? So will this come into play of his rise to power on Cloud City, if you will?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see a younger Lobot anymore.
So, you know, I was thinking of that. Like, you know, he's using this pig, and maybe, let's say he finds a bundle. Let's say he finds a honey hole. And, you know, how will this play into the future and all that? And will this be the instrumental key of him becoming the head honcho on Cloud City?
I certainly hope it's something better than that. I like where your head's at, right?
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that it's more than he built his fortune on the basis of a big...
crazier things have happened.
I know, Jackson.
Yeah.
Mm. Jackson the Green Rabbit. That's the crazier thing that's happened.
Yes.
Actually, the crazier thing that's happened lately that's actually good is the fact that we're getting an episode 7.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, good lord.
Yeah.
I was listening to the soundtracks just as an aside, but I was listening to soundtracks and it hit me. We're gonna have a new freaking John Williams soundtrack to listen to.
Oh, I know. It's surreal. It really is.
It's insane.
It is. We're gonna have new themes. New themes.
Yes, new themes built on old themes. And the best part is it's not a Star Wars soundtrack resting on the morals of Danny Elfman.
You know, and I just knock on wood, because I know, you know, John's health has been kind of on the rocks lately, and let's just, you know, stay with it, you know.
Well, think of it, man. He's got one down.
Yep.
You know, we know he's doing the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kathleen Kennedy said he committed all three, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's got one down.
Yep.
But, you know, Skywalker forbid we do lose him. I think Mike Iacchino is the most obvious logical choice.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
He has respect for the Williams catalog, so...
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I will just say this, because we're recording a Rebels podcast, but, you know, what I heard from Kevin Kiner in Clone Wars, I wouldn't have said this, but after what I'm hearing from now, mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, Kiner's another choice you go to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, Clone Wars, I wouldn't have said it because he was so limited by George and what he could do with the music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as we said in the very first episode of Red 5,
mm-hmm.
this is like Kiner Unchained.
Yes. Yes.
Which is funny to see him with the Jamie Foxx that is.
Yeah. But yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to think about that.
Nope. No. Nope.
You know, it's been enough Peter Mayhew's having some trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I just heard about that.
Yeah. All right, well, back to the episode, less depressing, more Star Wars.
Yes.
Well, okay, and as they're having the gunfight with Asmorgon and his people, Asmorgon mm-hmm. wants his property back, his property being Hera.
Yeah.
And he also wants Calrissian dead.
Oh, who doesn't?
I'm like, gee, you want Calrissian dead? Who wouldn't want him dead?
Yeah.
You know, his own mother probably wants him dead, but we haven't seen that story yet.
Yeah.
I yeah. dare you, Filoni. I triple dog dare you with Minox on top. Do that story. Lando has uneasy relations with his mom.
Oh, goodness.
That would be a fun story.
Sounds like the beginning of Purple Rain.
It'd be like the Lando version of How I Met Your Mother.
Mm.
although, somehow if Billy D were to say legendary, it'd be a lot cooler than Barney Stinson.
Oh, man. It'd be legendary.
Yes! See, you got it! but now in the midst of the gunfight and confusion, Chopper steals Lando's fuel.
Just one canister, though.
Yeah, well, he's a droid. He can only carry so much.
Very true.
Right.
And yeah.
I'm like, well, that's so R2 of you, Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally I would think, you know, grumpy droid, he'd just go inside the ship and save his own butt.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But, you know, he actually saves his friends. He steals the fuel. He mm-hmm. saves them from being shot.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? He has a little heart of gold.
He, you know, Chopper's Chopper, but he's still a crew member.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely still a crew member, and he has a heart of gold underneath all that. I think that he's swearing at everyone every week.
Yes, all underneath all that rusty metal.
Yeah. You know, have they revealed who Chopper is yet?
Nope.
You know, I am still holding to my guns at his Dave Filoni.
It's, I... Yeah.
I'm like,
my money's on Filoni.
I'm like, my money's on Filoni. I'm like, come on, Dave. Come out behind your big cowboy hat.
Yes.
Right? We know it's you. I just don't want to see it at conventions, right? Or actually, I kind of do want to see this because it would be hilarious. But mm-hmm. I want to see it at conventions. A little child asks Filoni a question because, as we know, that's the easy way to get an answer.
Yes, good call.
And all Filoni does, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Answer the question in chop speak.
That would be excellent. Yes. Yes. Womp, 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 womp. But yeah, oh, that's a question for Sally. That's a question for Celebration, definitely.
Absolutely.
Who was the voice of Chopper?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody do it.
All you need to do is put a cowboy hat on Chopper and we're like, we know it's you.
Yes, exactly.
We can see you.
Or just give him a Pittsburgh Steelers sticker or something like that.
No, look. I love Rebels, but Clone Wars did a little too much of the Pittsburgh Steelers obvious. No, seriously, man. It just did a little too much of that. You know, Goldie was okay, but by the time I got to Tavage, I'm just like, okay, Filoni, you're in love with Pittsburgh. We get it.
I don't get it. I was like, it's your show, man. It's cool.
I know, but it's kind of like Savage made it so obvious that Filoni was a Pittsburgh guy. So obvious.
Oh, goodness.
As a matter of fact, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when those episodes aired, Pittsburgh was having their big football game.
Yeah, I think so.
And you know what? Savage actually did better than the team. oops, sorry, Filoni.
Oh,
we love you, man. We're just giving you a hard time. Because we love you. Mm-hmm. But no, Matt, I think that'll do it for this episode.
Yeah, quick. As the ghosts run away and all that, and Lando says, you know, till we meet again, I can safely probably bet my money that this is not the last time we've seen Lando Calrissian and Rat Bulls.
You know what? I'm right there with you. And I will say, unless J.J. Abrams has Billy D locked away in that darn mystery box of his, I want to see Lando in season 2, season 3, season 4. Oh,
yeah. You know, I just, when he saw that and he's waving to the ghost, I was just like, add him to the list of allies that we're going to see again.
Either that or make it the Lando show. Just get everybody else out there. I'll be fine with that.
He's there on Lothal. He's got property on Lothal. He's mining and all that. We'll see him again.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely see him. And that puffer pig could meet another puffer pig. They could have puffer babies. And that baby could be Hog Squall.
You know what? I'm calling it. It's going to be an episode with Visago and Lando.
Oh, yes. Nice. Well, we'll see if you're right. Mm. I throw in my idiots around, but I don't want to look like an idiot. Now, I got to bring this up before we go, though.
All right.
This episode, however unintentionally, because it was definitely unintentionally, felt like a great companion piece to F.J. DeSanto and Colin Newman's Smuggler's Gambit.
That's a good comparison.
It felt like a great warm-up for Smuggler's Bounty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I gotta say, though, does Filoni have the computers wiretapped?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm sure he knows the right Bothans in all the right places.
Well, he's got ears everywhere.
Ah, yes. Well, he did learn from George for a reason.
This is true.
And you know what? I'm sure FJ and Kyle would say the same thing, but canon is canon. Whether it's XL or otherwise, canon is canon.
Canon is canon.
All right, well, Matt, that'll do it for this episode of Red 5 Transmissions Radio. I'd like to thank you as always.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, and we'll be chatting the next episode fairly soon.
Yes.
Do we know when that airs? Because they're trying to desperately get the spring.
We do not. We do not know when it airs, and we do not even know the title of said episode.
Yes, well, but What we do know is as long as On Demand exists, Red 5 will be there.
Yes.
You know, it was so much easier when it was the days of just 22 episodes and we knew what the heck they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
But at the same time, I think shorter is good for, you know, whatever story you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't know what story you're doing and wind up with too many episodes, then you just end up like a certain Marvel show you and I know.
Yeah, let's not drink the hatery.
I'm just saying certain. I'm not going into it, okay?
All right.
Well, anyway, Matt, as always, you take care.
Thank you.
And remember, gang, stay rebellious.
Thanks for listening to Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
I don't have a shot!
Chopper, do you have the coordinates?
What did he say?
He said hello, hyperspace.
Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm Limited, Lucasfilm Animation, respectively. All rights reserved. Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation are subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Company.
I am the Inquisitor. Or Boston.
Chopper, get us out of here!
Oh, look, Chopper made friends.
Hera, you're good to go.
The odds of our mission becoming a complete debacle. Don't you trust me?
This is the Padawan I encountered on Stygian Prime.
This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary, Lucasfilm.
Have no fear. Help is on the way.
Advance and fire!
There's a lot more at stake than you realize.
What's the worst that could happen?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio is meant for entertainment and information purposes only. All rights reserved.
Well, kid, you pulled it off.
Was there ever any doubt?
Yes.